The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is John Clark, CEO of Gfinity. G-F-I-N is ticker there. John, thanks for joining me.
Good morning. Always pleased to be here.
Yes, and you've acquired EpicStream, and you've provided an update on Gfinity Digital Media and the formal sales process, which you can't really talk too much about, but we'll get into the other two bits. And as always, John, in a sentence, if someone's listening right now and thinking, Gfinity, I've never heard of them, just explain what the business is about, please.
Okay, Gfinity is a leading esports and competitive gaming entertainment company, and we work with many of the world's leading game publishers, sports rights holders, brands, and media companies.
Excellent stuff. Now, Gfinity Digital Media pretty much didn't exist before May. It's growing very quickly. We'll talk about that in a bit. But you've chosen to acquire a website and social media channels to expand. We'll call it GDM, Gfinity Digital Media. Why have you done this, John?
Yeah, our strategy is based on three pillars: what we own, what we co-own, which is really partnerships, and building communities for others through our tech IP and content creation expertise and brilliance, I like to say. So the GDM, or Gfinity Digital Media Group, is what we own. And this is a growing community of gamers that are choosing to engage with Gfinity day after day through our web and social channels. So the team's doing a brilliant job of growing the monthly user base. It's 14 million in November, up from 12 million in October, deepening engagement and maximizing the monetization opportunities that that presents for us. We grow the GDM in three ways. Firstly, organically. And we've got a stellar record of growing at pace and monetizing. So I'll give you an example there of Stealth Optional, which has gone from zero to nearly 500,000 monthly users in under a year, and a CPM on a par with our other sites. And we also launched racinggames.gg last week. So that's what we're doing and working very hard organically. Then we look at partnerships, which is working with large publishers that want to reach the gamer audience and are looking for our expertise to do so. And once we do that, we sort of connect our audiences. So we're currently working with Snack Media, the owner of Give Me Sport, which is a very popular website, on a couple of projects. And then acquisitions. So identifying the sites that complement what we already own, and that we can help scale quickly, and in doing so, help drive the value of GDM. So EpicStream, the business we acquired and announced this morning, fits the profile of what we're looking to do perfectly.
Yeah. Well, tell us about EpicStream, you know, and exactly why you acquired them. You said there, but tell us a bit more about them.
Yeah, first and foremost, you know, we've acquired the site because of the founders. If this guy Francis Bayog and Brian McCormick, yeah, they've got a passion for geek culture and have really got an entrepreneurial drive. You know, these guys, they're great. And EpicStream.com and the accompanying the Facebook and social channels, they focus on sci-fi movies, television, video games, collectible cards, comic books, and you know, in those areas. And these guys are they're really big into their Marvel as well, so they'll win Mastermind on that. But yeah, the website's got 600,000 monthly users, and while the Facebook and social media platforms has over 6 million likes. So Francis and Brian have got aspirations to grow. They just needed a partner to make it happen. And we could see straight away that by bringing EpicStream into the GDM, we could transform both their user base and the financial trajectory of the business. So to give you an example, you know, while EpicStream's most popular Facebook page, I think it has roughly about 10 times more likes than Gfinity's Facebook pages, in terms of their revenue, they're comparable. You know, this is because EpicStream's not fully utilized video content, and Facebook is basically a video distribution a platform. But they haven't utilized the video content. We do. And this is something that we can apply very quickly and simply to their business and help them in that space. So in addition, we're going to deploy our sort of SEO search engine optimization strategy, our technology toolkit that allows for sort of advertising optimization, and all the techniques that we've been using that have helped our sites already grow so quickly in the past 12 months. So I think combined, utilizing, you know, our in-house expertise, you know, we can build at pace on the foundation that Francis and Brian have already put in place, and this will help turbocharge the growth of GDM.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, it won't take long to optimise that and get them churning out revenue as they're supposed to, you know, equivalent to the sites you own already. So how do you decide then? Because that one there you just said there, a niche site is perfect because you get a lot of engagement in that. How do you decide which sites to go for? And you know, do you have plans for acquiring more?
Yeah, no, just yeah, those the level of engagement with Epic Stream and through those channels is spectacular. It's really very good. So yeah, when we our strategy is to grow through a number of channel ways, but also very clearly through acquisition. So Epic Stream is the first, and we're going to build on this. So with the criteria we use to evaluate where to play is quite clear, but the starting point for us is always the gamer and importantly the gamer lifestyle. Yeah. So when you look at it from a gamer lifestyle sort of perspective, there's multiple opportunities open to us. So whether it's board games, mobile games, music, fashion, and so on. There's a once you're into that world, there is a number of ways of touching the gamer at different moments of their day and getting more mind space from them. So when we look at it, the skill for us is finding the sites and the teams behind them. There may be a really good culture fit, which is important. You know, they've reached a certain size, have got the capacity to grow if they could do so quicker with the right level of support and investment. So we've got our I like to call them gamer first business leaders out talking to these owners and people that have started sites and hobbyists, etc. Connecting with them, trying to really understand what their needs are and what their aspirations are and find ways to work together. So I think there are lots of talented people who have created sites and communities who want to be part of something bigger but don't want to give up their identity, which I think is really important. So you know, we understand and respect that, and I think that gives us our size as well and of where we are, that gives us a competitive advantage when talking to these individuals. So we've got a model that allows them to benefit financially if they're successful in hitting the targets that we set on a scale that they'd also find difficult to do on their own. So Epic Stream's our first, but it's not going to be our last.
Yeah, good. Okay, and let's talk about generally Gfinity Digital Media. I tweeted there, I said, this part of the business didn't exist before May. You launched in May, just a third of the business, generated 130K in September, exceeded 275 in October, and on track to deliver 2 million for the full year. So, you know, what's driving this success then, John?
Yeah, just that was the 275 in November.
So just to
make sure that. But November was another record month. You're right. We started. We had sites in for a while, but GDM with the decision to bring that all together and really create the media group, it was just a few months ago, and we're now up to 14 million users in November, which was up from roughly 12 million in October. As you say, the revenue was over 275,000 for the month, which is a significant increase over the previous month. And so we're seeing an exceptional performance. The team is doing a really outstanding job. We have plans and targets, and we're in line with our plan, as you say, and the goal is to make sure we get to that 2 million of revenue in our financial year, which you go back a year and there was minimal revenue, so it's fast growing. November was a bumper month due to the new console launches and the peripherals and all the different things that go with it. So we've been preparing for this, and I think I've said to you before when we've spoken, making sure our sites were optimized, that they were fast, and that ads were loading well, and that the user experience was improved, and with the team has managed to do that. But we've also benefited from sort of campaigns for brands that are spending now in the digital media group, and in November we ran the first time working with Cadbury, and we created a program there around Heroes, the Heroes brand. So we were getting revenue that way. So the GDM's growing in the value it presents to brands that want to reach the gamer audience as well, and that puts us in good stead for the future. So I think what's key my challenge to the team all the time is making sure, keeping a finger on the pulse of what gamers care about, staying focused on the user experience, making people want to come back and time and again to engage with us. And also, but importantly, be entrepreneurial in finding new tools like quizzes and the accelerated mobile pages, AMP, to maximize the revenue opportunities that are in front of us. So I think we're still really at the very early stages of development of GDM, and that's really what makes it exciting.
Yeah. And you mentioned, Cadbury there, and I've seen that on Twitter and stuff. And so what did you actually, do for the brand there? Are they happy with it?
Yeah, no, it's really good. So what we created for Cadbury sits in that our pillar of building communities for others. So that strategic focus that we have there. So, we designed and coming through the their advertising and media agencies that we're working closely with. They chose Gfinity to design and develop an influencer-led gaming competition. It's called the Heroes League, which is also important because in addition to designing and developing it, then Cadbury then allocating digital media money to spend on Gfinity Digital Media Group, which is an added benefit. So what we did for them was it was pretty cool, actually, using influencers teaching their parents and, in one case, grandparent how to play Street Fighter, and then battling out on Twitch channels and creating supporting sort of shoulder content that was used to sort of really engage with those influencers, communities, and broaden the appeal of the program. And it was a really outstanding show. And I have to say, even I'm not saying my Mrs. Clark doesn't usually want to sit down and watch all the esports activities that I like to enjoy. And this occasion, for an hour and a half, sitting there with a box of Heroes on her lap and thoroughly enjoying watching the game, and saying, "Well, I want to play some Street Fighter." So it was good in our household as well. I've always sort of looked at this and say that when the big consumer brands really embrace gaming, then it will take it to a much broader mainstream audience. And I think this is now starting to happen. During November, we did a League of Legends broadcast for Red Bull, and they called it Simplified, and we did it from the Gfinity Arena. But that was certainly, there's hundreds of millions of fans out there that love League of Legends. But there's also lots of people out there that would like to watch it if they understood what it really was and how it worked and the intricacies of it. And Red Bull recognized that, and they asked us and commissioned us to create a show that happened at the same time as the live final was happening. But simplified it, talk it in lay people's terms so that more people can understand it, engage and enjoy it. So I think that's another good example. We were reappointed by the Premier League to deliver the EPL, which was last week or so ago. And also in November, we delivered some outstanding sort of shows for Formula One eSports Series, all done remotely using our virtual production tech IP. So there's been lots of good work and activity in the building communities for other strategic pillar, in addition to what we're doing in the Gfinity Digital Media Group.
Yeah, well, the brands don't get bigger than that. You got, like I said, Premier League, Formula One, Red Bull, Cadbury's. It seems to be going in the right direction.
Not doing bad.
Yeah, exactly. We can't really mention it, but it's there and it's in the background, the formal sales process, this part of the strategic review that you did a while back. Is there anything you can say about that or not?
It's very difficult for me to put any colour to other than what we said in the announcement. It's progressing as planned. We're engaging in conversations. And we are evaluating what the best options are to accelerate the growth of the business, and we will provide updates as and when appropriate. I can't really say any more than that, Justin, I'm afraid.
Yeah, but apart from that, I mean, you're quite happy with the way Gfinity is operating, John. It seems like it's going in the right direction, doesn't it?
I do. I look back a year ago back in March, where I say to people, when I took over as CEO, and on the day that we went into lockdown, and we had to go, we raised money at the time, and we've achieved, and the team has achieved, an incredible amount to get us on a solid foundation, as you say. When you look at what's been achieved in a short period of time, we've got a very clear strategy in place, and the team's working hard against each of those strategic pillars and delivering great work for the people that we work for, and bringing exciting opportunities like Epic Stream into the fold. So it's an interesting time, an exciting time for us.
Marvellous stuff, John. Good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Look forward to it. Thanks for your time.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.